USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie in Western New York has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mittar has been charged with attempted murder and assault. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for quite some time. Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also sparked a fire. The gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. Mary Riley, a server at the pub, told WRC-TV that it was pure panic.
I was at the table talking to some regulars that come in, and we all heard a bang, an explosion, so we all just turned around, and I just saw all the debris coming towards the back of the pub.
Eight people were taken to the hospital. Four of them were in critical condition. Six other victims were treated at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and her Colorado colleague Lauren Boebert are at least a couple of House Republicans publicly questioning the search warrant executed at former President Trump's Florida estate. That warrant was unsealed by a federal judge on Friday. Greene says Trump is being persecuted politically, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. FBI agents retrieved some 11 sets of documents with varying degrees of security on them. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected that he violated the Espionage Act. The family of a soldier who was killed at Fort Hood near Killeen, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier a couple years ago. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit says that she told family that she didn't want to report the incidents, fearing retaliation, her family looking for $35 million in damages. You are listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A stage collapse in Europe has turned deadly.
One person is dead and more than a dozen others were injured when a stage collapsed at a music festival in Spain on Saturday. Authorities saying it happened when a strong gust of wind hit the Medusa Festival near Valencia on the country's eastern coast. The Spanish Civil Guard telling CNN that a 22-year-old man died as a result of the collapse. About 50,000 people were attending the event, which has been suspended until further notice. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Jim Berg.
Actor Anne Heche remains on life support and under evaluation for organ donation after a fiery crash last week that led to her brain death. Family and friends have been mourning Heche since her family announced earlier this week that she was not expected to survive the accident. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked the court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd died at her home in April at age 76. Her daughter Ashley previously said her mother killed herself. Mississippi will end its participation in the federal pandemic rental assistance program. The state still has $130 million to run the program, but Governor Tate Reeves said earlier this month that once the state finishes processing remaining claims, the leftover money will be returned to the U.S. Treasury. The last day to apply for assistance is next Monday. I'm Kenneth Burns.